And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go, another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mesa, and Corey Sandin.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup. Welcome back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Having a great time so far with Nick Kelly talking West Coast Marine and Parker Boats and having a great show. So much cool information already. And then the second hour is stacked. We're going to be looking forward to speaking with James Holst. He's from Norsk Lithium Batteries. We're going to be talking some lithium batteries. We're talking a lot more boats, fishing. It's just going to be a great time, bro.
Yeah, there's a lot of text and stuff to read too, Rick. And if you want to join us, one open line right now, 213-432-1090. That's your chance right there. Or you can text us via the app. Like Rick said earlier, man, you give us a shout, you got a much better chance at winning that $300 gift certificate to Costa Del Mar. And couldn't think of a cooler prize to be handing out today, right?
No doubt, man. Well, the phone lines are absolutely packed. Corey, let's jump into them.
Let's do it. Sean. Sean from Lomita. Good morning, Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Hey, good morning, guys. Rick, when I was talking to Bill Varney a few weeks ago, I said my lingcod was 5 feet long. It was actually 5 pounds. It was a slip of the tongue there that the fish I caught in the Puget Sound. But
typical
anyway,
fishing.
Guys.
Hey, man, yeah, right. I get right. It. 5 feet, whatever, man. It's lingcod was so big the picture weighed 5 pounds. I don't know. You know, who knows what?
Hey, Harold Davis.
Exactly.
Sir Harold Davis
anyway,
had a 45-pounder, and it was 5 feet long. Yeah.
That's pretty cool, Sean.
So anyway, they say the three best days are, number one, the day you buy your boat, your first boat. The next best day is the day you sell your boat. Now more on this boat, the day that your neighbor buys a boat. I have a visual disability. I'm trying to get my neighbor to buy a boat. So with the great Parkers, the 2023 to 25, even the smaller boats, what is the advantage of having a pair of engines, and what would be the matchups versus a single engine on the different models boats?
A great question.
Yeah, sure. So 2320 is just a single 300. 25 and 28, you're getting twins. So 25 twin 200s, 28 twin 300s. The advantage of twins, you're getting kind of that get-home safety factor. Again, 99% of our problems are fuel-related, so I'm not too concerned with it. That's kind of the advantage of having twins, is just that get-home factor.
I was going to say, Yamaha is so damn reliable. I mean, they just are. We don't ever have problems with our motor. We're religious about our service. We don't ever have problems. Why put on twin 200s instead of a single 425?
That's a good question. I think people get used to 200s on that big boat, and then it's easy to maneuver.
Okay.
I think maneuverability plays a factor when you're docking or at the launch ramp. With the single, you're going to have to spin that wheel a lot more to get that maneuverability. So I think that would be that.
We were faced with that when we did our boat. You know, we have a 25, and we have a center console instead of a pilot house, and we have a lot less weight to push. And we opted for a single 300 instead of twin 150s, which was the other popular power plant at the time for our boat. And we went for, you know, it's less to service. It was less weight from one boat to two. And frankly, we weren't buying two motors. We were buying one motor. And, you know, again, knock on wood, it's been perfect for us. Now, we're also not pushing the weight that a pilot house boat is either. But I was just curious why we don't ever see big singles. And a lot of it, you said, is maneuverability.
I think that a little bit of it is maneuverability. Mm-hmm. But with big singles, it's faster, less drag in the water. You can move quicker. So there's an argument there for that. But then again, when people are coming on the lot, it seems like a lot of their questions... You know, some people just want twins.
No doubt.
And they're just nervous about a single going that
far.
and not being able to get home. So there's still that in the back of people's minds.
No doubt. I mean, like you said, it's mostly fuel related, but think, you know, life happens. And when you start to get into the high hours, something is going to, you know, lower ends don't last forever. You know what I mean?
True.
Fortunately, we have Yamahas, and they are the most reliable things that exist. But it is nice to be able to come home on one if the inevitable happens.
If you hit something out there, you never know.
Wrap something up in one, not the other. Sure. Plenty of those things. Well, a great call, Sean. Appreciate it very much. Had another great text come through. This one was from Big Dave in Ladera Ranch. Says, good morning. Great show, guys. Love the talk about Parker boats. What are your thoughts about putting a Seakeeper on a 2320 Parker for guys like me with mobility issues? Is that something we'd have to custom order? And do we have the electrical capability on a small boat to run a Seakeeper?
That's a good question.
That is a good question. So, yes, you could put a Seakeeper on just about anything now. It's just under deck space on a 2320, you're not going to have it. So it might be an above the deck type of install. So you can do that, and then with that, you do have to add that extra battery power. And it's just going to take up space in that boat, so you do have to think about that. But, yeah, anything's possible these days to run a Seakeeper. They're making really small units now. And then with the new batteries that we're probably going to touch on here soon, there's going to be all kinds of options for lightweight batteries that can power a Seakeeper.
There you go. Well, with that said, I mean, what better transition time? You know, as we talked about, we have James Holst that's going to be joining us here from Norsk Lithium. Now, there's a lot of talk, and independent of even knowing James was going to be joining us on the show, I was talking to Nick about lithium batteries this morning, and there's just a lot of change that's happening in the marine and boating world, and that is the discussion of lithium batteries. And we want to welcome to the show James. James, good morning.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey,
good
there
morning.
You are.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. Well, we're excited to talk to you now. Lithium batteries is a big discussion in our world right now, and for many reasons. A big one, like our previous caller had just asked a question about needing extra capacity running a Seakeeper, and lithium is one of those things that is allowing more power and lesser weight, and it's just a new factor in the world that we're in, and we're excited to have you kind of touch a little bit on what lithium is bringing to our marine world.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. I mean, really what we're talking about here is kind of an arms race. I mean, we've got manufacturers on the sonar side, trolling motor side, the gyro, you know, stabilizing gyroscopes, but coming up with just amazing products, and they all require just ever-increasing amounts of 12-volt current to the point where just your regular lead-acid battery or your AGM just cannot provide the current needed to run all these new accessories. I mean, here in freshwater, where we're located, I mean, 3 years ago, guys thought they had the end-all beat-all if they were running three 10-inch screens. And now it's four, five, I mean, seriously, six 12-inch screens or larger. And we've got boats that I've personally been involved in, you know, on the consult side to get people set up right, that are drawing 20-plus amps per hour just for their sonar units.
Wow.
Where three years ago, it was 4 amps. Any battery can do that. But when you start talking about, you know, stabilizing gyroscopes that in operation are drawing 100 amps, there's just no way you can accomplish that with lead acid or AGM. So it's forcing the hand of the marketplace where, you know, 3-4 years ago, you were kind of on the edge where, yeah, I can get this done pretty reasonably with some of these older battery technologies. But as these new, let's talk about trolling motors, the new trolling motor from PowerPole, that trolling motor will draw 45 amps continuous on full throttle.
Wow.
Right? When you've got that thing, right, you can weld with that, that amount of current. And it's just, that's the total capacity of a Group 27 lead acid in an hour. It's gone. Mm. So it's really just forcing the hand of companies like us to really come up with solutions. Because, I mean, I told Peter this when I first started talking to him. One of my dreams is to own an offshore boat with a Seakeeper. I was in one time, and it was like, man, this is the bee's knees. Why would you ever, I mean, understand that that's kind of not an inexpensive thing to do, but if you can save your pennies and someday get to that point. Those sea keepers are amazing. But if you're going to run it on 12-volt power, you're going to need a really big battery.
Well, that was the question that we were just posed before we came on the show is, you know, Big Dave wants to have a 23 Parker. That's the right boat for him and his capabilities and towing. And it's the perfect fishing boat for around here. But, you know, to do a sea keeper, you're not going to put a big, you know, multi-thousand-watt generator on a boat of that size, and you need some pretty serious power to be able to spin that thing.
Absolutely. And, I mean, that's really where lithium is the only game in town as far as solutions are concerned, unless you're going to do the generator. Obviously, in the boat you just described, there's never going to be a possibility for that. So really, a bank of lithium batteries with their ability to really provide a lot of amps continuously is going to be your best bet. Last week, I did two consults with guys out on the West Coast that were talking about doing this exact thing. They started to really kind of pick apart the pieces of what's it going to take to do this. And we love to take those calls at Norsk Lithium, because what we find is if we get a chance on the front end to talk with customers about, you know, what their situation is, what they're trying to accomplish, if we can kind of provide some guidance, those builds always end up successfully. The ones that can get a little complicated for people is where they kind of just jump into it, they start replacing parts or, you know, doing things, but they didn't really have an understanding of what it was going to take to get it done. That's where things can kind of catch people by surprise. So that's really, I mean, everybody talks about customer service, and people always think about customer service after the sale. But what we do at Norsk is we really want to provide great customer service before the sale, consult with people, talk with them through. We don't care if it's a simple build and they just got questions about chargers or, you know, how to mount batteries, or if it's a really complex build like what we're talking about with the Sea Keeper. We really enjoy the opportunity to connect with customers. If they've got questions, if we don't have the answers, we're going to dig into it. We're going to talk with our engineers, our boat, our rigging professionals that we work with. We're going to get them a great answer, kind of a roadmap on how to get it done right.
So why would you say Norsk is better, you know, in terms of there's, like you said, there's a lot of people that are just jumping in on their own. What separates you guys from the guy that just wants to jump in with 2 feet and just start putting batteries in there? Like, what really separates you guys from the rest?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of lithium battery companies. There's a handful of good ones. Most of them they're all buying the same batteries from the same couple factories in China. So there's really not much of a difference between them. And most companies primarily are worried about price point. How cheaply can you sell them? And Norsk batteries will never be the cheapest battery on the market. But what we do differently is our case design is repairable, replaceable. We can get into these batteries and upgrade them, update the firmware on our BMS. Everything we do is proprietary to us.
That's nice.
We're trying to kind of chart our own path. And when we got into the lithium battery space, we kind of started like everybody else did, which was, all right, let's just buy some of these batteries from, you know, overseas and take a look at them. And we identified some pretty serious limitations right away. I don't want to dig on anybody else's batteries, but what we're doing is completely different. We're using the highest quality prismatic cells that you can find. The way we mount our cells internally it's something that we do that nobody else does. The ability to repair, replace. I mean, I've got a great story here. We just did a repair on one of our batteries where we've got a really good relationship with a dealership that does a lot of installs of our batteries. And one of the techs was loading batteries up into the boat, and he lost control of one. And it fell down, hit the frame rail on the trailer, and sheared one of the posts right off the battery. And we were able to, just for the cost of shipping, bring that battery back inside our service center, repair it, reissue it, full warranty for, you know, it was original, and send it right back to him. And it was a tech that, I mean, he called us and he was like, hey guys,
I did the dumb.
This is not, I mean, the terminals don't fall off batteries. This is not a manufacturer's defect thing. Can you help me? And, you know, any good company would try to find a way to help that guy. But in our case, it was like, hey, this is no big deal. We got replacement covers. I mean, we even did a video on it where, I mean, I think it took 3 minutes to repair the thing. So
rad,
it's just a Well, I mean, how we think about our batteries is it's not just a big dumb block of lead, you know, surrounded with acid. We treat it like a piece of electronics. You would never accept a computer where you couldn't upgrade the hard drive, right? We want to build batteries where if a temperature probe goes bad, we're not throwing the baby out with the bathwater. That $800, $900 battery shouldn't go to the landfill because of an inexpensive little part. So we can get inside, we can repair that, send it right back, full warranty, here you go, thank you.
That's that's one of the things that, you know, both in reading up on Norsk and just that in general, is that you're definitely making an investment in the beginning, but it's an investment that's going to pay off in longevity. The longevity and life expectancy of your product is what blew me away the most.
Well, for sure. I mean, good quality lithium cells are going to provide 4,000 discharge cycles. And I don't know how deep you guys want to get into the weeds here, but that means you have to discharge the entire capacity of the battery. It's not starting the key or drawing a little power 4,000 times. So if you've got a 100-amp-hour battery, you have to draw down 100 amp hours, and that's one cycle. So when you think about that, put that in terms of, you know, how long will it take the consumer to get to 4,000 cycles? Most people will never get to that level in their life. If they do, they are living a really good life. Tell me the secret. How are you guys doing it? Because, you know, you work in a kid, wife, and a job. There's just no way to get there. So that should tell people, if you're buying really good cells, they will outlast all other components inside that battery case.
That's
why we do the repairable, replaceable case. The cells are kind of a lifetime investment. Let's make sure the customer gets their money's worth out of that investment.
Now, what about safety factor? You know, there's always talk about lithium and, you know, marine environment, and, you know, you're building batteries specifically for that. You know, how do we keep these things safe, and what do we need to do different than something that we've been used to running in years past?
Well, I mean, really, there's a wide variety of lithium chemistries, and the one that is chosen, that we choose to use in marine batteries, is it's LiFePO4. And LiFePO4 is not as energy dense as some other chemistries like NMC. But it does have a serious advantage in that it is nearly impossible to cause a thermal runaway with a LiFePO4 battery. And it's a trade-off. The more energy dense a lithium battery gets, the more, I don't want to say dangerous, because they're incredibly safe regardless. I mean, you think about your cell phone, right? That's running a lithium ion battery. That's running an NMC type battery, most likely. When was the last time your cell phone or any, you know, cell phone that anybody you knew started on fire? It's really, really rare. But we really take that to the next level of safety by choosing a chemistry, a LiFePO4, that is inherently safe. It's not as energy dense. And by energy dense, I mean LiFePO4 is a little heavier. It's a little bigger, right? We could use different chemistries and shrink the size of a marine battery by half or more, but it would not be as safe. And I have actually been a part of a boat fire, unrelated to a lithium battery. It was a voltage regulator on a motor about 20 years ago, and I can tell you, you will never feel more isolated and alone than when you're in a boat that's on fire. Even though you're surrounded by water, there's just nowhere to go. So that safety part of what we're talking about really is maximized by the use of the right chemistry, LiFePO4.
That's awesome. Hey, we had a caller, or actually a texter, text in a question, James. I was hoping, if you wouldn't mind, you can hang with us for a bit and maybe shed some light on the text.
Yeah.
It would be my pleasure.
Super cool on the show here, James. We get live texts as we're doing the show, and we had one come in from Jimmy in San Marcos. And Jimmy wants to know, he says, I've seen some 12-volt lithium batteries that connect to Bluetooth, which is so cool, so you can monitor power while you're out on the water. Can you talk about this a little? Again, Jimmy in San Marcos, thank you.
Great question, Jimmy. So this is another example of where Norsk kind of takes things to the next level. Just about every lithium battery manufacturer will use or offer a very basic Bluetooth app. And what that is is the app that the manufacturer of the cells uses to program the cells, and they reskin it. And we recognized really early on in the history of our company that those apps, while providing a little bit of information, are really limiting. So what we have is we have our own app, our own set of engineers, developers, that have built an app that we think is by far, without question, the coolest lithium battery app you're ever going to see. It's called the North Guardian app. And what really sets it apart is it allows you to create groups of batteries in your boat and monitor groups of batteries all at the same time, because most apps you're forced to connect to one battery at a time, and it really doesn't give you all the information you need. Let's take like a 36 volt trolling motor system, for example. I don't care what each of the individual batteries are doing. I want to know what that 36 volt system is doing. And North Guardian just does a brilliant job of showing people what those three batteries are doing in series to power that trolling motor. What's my runtime? How many amps am I delivering right now? And then we take that the next step forward. We are actually able to take that information and deliver it cloud-based to our database, and we use it as just this really powerful customer service tool. If a guy calls us and says, hey, I'm not quite getting the runtime out of one of these batteries, this is a call I'm going to refer to like from this last work week. Guy had a draw on one of his batteries, and if you have three batteries in a series like that powering a trolling motor, you're really only as strong as your weakest battery.
Right.
And he had a draw placed on one of the batteries. He did it. He connected a radio to it. And what we're able to see in our database, he called customer service, and we're like, all right, we're going to pull up your batteries. We're going to see, and we can see the historic charge levels of these batteries, but we're also able to see, hey, friend, one of your batteries right now is discharging at 2.8 amps. What's going on there? You really need to track that down. We can tell you exactly what battery it is in your boat from 1,000 miles away.
This is awesome,
right?
James, this is really, really cool, and this is not enough for a phone call. You have to just come in and hang with us for a couple hours, because there is a lot that comes with this, and it is just really, really impressive. There's a lot there, and this is the wave of the future. You started by saying this is the arms race. It's very apparent. You know, there's a lot that this is going to bring to the table.
And there's a lot of boaters listening, too, that SoCal is full of. I mean, we've got Nick Kelly from West Coast Marine here. We have thousands of parkers and private boaters, and just, I mean, there's so many customers waiting for this product.
That's what I'm thinking. Bait tank draws.
Everything.
You running microwaves. Yeah, exactly. James, this is awesome, and never enough time. If somebody wants a little more info on the Norsk Lithium, how do we keep in touch with you? How do we find it? How do we keep in touch? There's a lot here that we have questions on.
NorskLithium.com would be your jump off point. If anybody listening has any question about lithium, give us a call. Monday through Friday, we've got live chat on our website. You can connect with us that way. I don't care if you're never going to be my customer or if you just got lithium questions. Give us a call. We will give you our absolute, you know, A-plus effort. We're going to get you an answer. We're going to try to be helpful on the front end because, like I said at the start of this, you know, conversation, what we find is when we're really helpful on the front end, we end up with a really happy customers on the back end. So NORSKlithium.com, give us a call, catch us on chat, whatever works for you guys, send us an email. We'll be happy to help.
All right, and I'm saying it, man. Pete's got to have you in studio. This was great. Really fun, awesome info, and we really appreciate you taking the time, James. NorskLithium.com.
Man, that was some good information,
right? Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
Like I said, that sparked sparked several hours worth of more questions that I got now. Like,
oh, yeah.
I need to shove a few of those in the
note I'm doing tomorrow.
That was good. Hey, let's jump back into the phone. Some extremely patient callers, Corey.
Yeah, definitely appreciate Matt being patient. Matt from La Mesa, good morning.
What's up, Matt?
Hey, good morning, guys. Had a question for you, maybe you in particular, Rick and Corey. When it comes to fishing on your guys' Parker, how much harder is it to put a big bluefin, for example, on board as opposed to putting one on board on a sport boat because of deck area, and you know, little boats tend to bop around in the water like a cork.
Well, our scenario is extremely easy. So we have a 2501 center console,
which is one of the coolest boats on the planet, Rick. I mean, seriously,
I love it. Yeah, I mean, for what we do, and we really like that big bluefin fishing. Like this cycle that we're in is kind of like it's the perfect, you know, storm for a boat like ours. It's very open. There's a lot of room. There's a lot of ability to put a lot of, you know, fish and ice and baits and everything else on the boat. But we were in the earlier year of that boat having the solid transom with the tuna door on it. So, you know, most big fish, even fish that are over a couple hundred pounds with two gaffs in it, you know, and two, you know, average guys, you can just lift that fish up and over. And, you know, you're going much shorter distance, you know, over the rail on our Parker than we are over the rail on a sport boat. So there's one ease that way. In terms of even bigger fish, you know, we have a transom door that we can open. We have a large bracket that was installed, you know, at West Coast Marine that houses our motor. And because we have a single, there's a lot more room to work with back there. So we literally, on a real big one, we just literally open the door and slide that fish through. That door is inches above waterline, so you're hardly moving that fish at all. Gaff position in the head, and it slides right through the door. The doorway, entryway, looking at it, you're like, oh, it's not that big. You're not going to get I don't know how to fish. We put a 340-pounder on our boat, and it slid through the door. We also had a 300.
Wait. You had a 340-pound bluefin?
Yeah.
Come on, dude. That's huge. And it fit through the door.
We brought our swordfish through the door.
Yeah.
It was 300 pounds. I mean, like, you know, they slide through, you know what I mean? So, honestly, it's our boat is unique in that it is very stable, you know, for a center console. It's a Parker. It's big, it's wide, it's comfy, it holds a lot of weight. I mean, it's significantly easier in dealing with the fish. With that said, you know, small boat scenarios, you've got to know how to gaff them and all that kind of stuff. But in terms of just physically dealing with it, no problems, man. We love it. It's the type of problem we like to have.
I like it.
For sure. Hey, with that said, appreciate the phone call very much. And it's time to find out what's going on with that FishDope.com report. Your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, is on the line, Corey.
And it's brought to us by the Fish Pros of Fisherman Processing in San Diego, the best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros of Market, you can purchase their famous spices, the rubs, or poke kit. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or you can order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure to make your reservations by texting them at 619-255-3128. Your saltwater guy. Yeah. Good morning, Dave.
What up, Dave?
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Nick. Good morning. Great show. Great show about the batteries. Everything matters. Everything matters. We talk about it all the time. It sucks when you get down to your boat and turn the key and it won't start. That's the worst.
That's the worst. That's the single worst.
Yep, because you're all ready to go.
Good batteries.
Absolutely. Gang, what Brian Woolley was saying, and my heart goes out to Dallas. Just absolutely devastating what happened over there in Maui, and we all have a bunch of friends that live there. They don't have a house anymore. They don't have anything. So everything matters again. So like Brian said, whatever we can do, we're going to all do it, and we're going to do it together because we can't even comprehend what happened over there. So, Dad, I'm sorry to start the show out like that, but I think it needed to be mentioned. And then the fishing gang, it's absolutely epic. People aren't even talking about this sand bass fishing. Don Brockman and I were talking yesterday. This is, and Rick and Corey, this is what we grew up on. This is Southern California fishing, barracuda and sand bass, up in the Horseshoe, on all the hard bottoms from Huntington Flats to San Pedro. It is been going on now for a month. It is the most unbelievable thing, guys my age, Corey's age, this is what Southern California fishing was all about forever, this sand bass barracuda cycle that's going on up there. It's incredible. It's people aren't even talking about it. It's so sad because this is what Southern California was built on. And so if you haven't seen it yet, if you haven't been up there, we have so many members that are going up there and they're just blown away. You can drop in You can drop in a piece of bacon and catch a big sand bass. It's unbelievable what's going on up there right now. So I just wanted to talk about that for a minute. The bluefin thing, unbelievable. This cycle, like Ricky talks about all the time, is historic cycle. You can go back, like Michael Folk says, you can look at all the history books at the Tuna Club. This hasn't gone on this long ever. There's
this
no cycle that's gone on this long. And then I sent Ricky a picture. My old deckhand, now he runs a 66-foot Viking up in Ventura. He talked his boss into coming down to Catalina to fish that bluefin. They went out there. They only wanted one. They got one that weighed 186 pounds. Then they slid into the island down on the east end. Mike knows the island pretty good, fishing with me for 15 years. Slid into the island, went 1 for 7 on the big sea bass and got a 50-pound sea bass.
Wow.
The calico bass fishing, people are being annoyed by it at the islands, Corey. They're like, we can't get a bait through the calicos. I'm like, oh, what a horrible problem to have.
I love it. And Dave, you're talking about the barracuda, sand bass. There's a lot of people that don't care about that, but it's the same biomass that includes the halibut, the white sea bass, the squid scenario. It's all together a beautiful thing. I totally agree with you.
It's incredible, Corey, that it doesn't get the press that it deserves, because this is why you and I and Rick, this is why we fish. Rick talked about when he went out with his dad on the twilight when they were little. They were catching sand bass, barracuda. This is it. This is Southern California fishing at its very most finest. It hasn't been like this for a very long time. We need to make sure everyone understands how special this is, because I know a lot of guys got into this fishing in the last 7-8 years. All they want is a big, giant bluefin. You're missing out on some phenomenal fishing.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Absolutely, Dave.
Dave couldn't agree more. Some great fishing going on. If somebody wants to find out game plans, how to do it when we get there, all the stuff you offer at yoursaltwaterguide.com, how do we find you?
Gang, there you go. Ricky just said it. www.yoursaltwaterguide.com. On any piece of social media, if there's a piece of social media you don't see me on, please let me know, because I think I'm on everything that you could possibly be on. Maybe I missed something, but you're Saltwater Guide. It's hard not to see me. If you're not seeing me, it's because you blocked me.
I think we're at the level that we can call the smear. You're like smeared across the social media.
How's your TikTok presence, Dave?
I'm getting about 30 million views a month on TikTok. I got 5 videos right now we put up from Tommy Gomes' shop. Oh, my God. Have you seen those? Eating that spinal fluid. Oh, my God. It was insane.
Oh,
I love it, buddy.
Gosh.
Dave, you're doing a great job, buddy. We appreciate you always, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you for letting me be on the show. Nick, thanks for fixing my boat. Todd loves going fishing on my boat now that you fixed it. Thank you, Nick, very, very much.
Good
All
job,
right,
Dave.
Guys.
All
Bye.
Right, talk to you next week. Appreciate that. Hey, that wraps up. Again, we're so fortunate to talk to James, but new sponsor to the show, Norse Lithium Batteries, are here in Southern California, designed specifically for marine use. Norse Lithium features prismatic cells for extreme durability, solid connections, longevity, and reliability. Norse Guardian Advanced Battery Management Systems allows you to monitor your battery and health and the charging status by using that killer app that James talked to us about directly on your phone. Norse also makes a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries. Make the investment in the best for your boat with Norse Lithium. NorseLithium.com for more information and for a dealer near you. And when we come back, Corey, we got a whole lot more coming.
We're going to be taking some calls, and we're going to be right back. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, we're so lucky here in San Diego. We have fantastic weather and great fishing. We also have 3 great shops to take care of anglers. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We call it the one-stop shopper, a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by Johnny, is certainly one of the best. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna. Plus, we have Doug, one of the finest reel repair guys around. For freshwater tackle, tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. Jeet and the guys have the best rod and reels, the hottest lures, and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, growing their stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
It's Yamaha's Ready to Power Sales Event. Get up to 7 years warranty coverage on eligible new 150 to 425 horsepower outboards with purchase of Siren 3 Pro, along with $1,000 dealer rigging credits. And also receive an additional $1,000 dealer rigging credit with the purchase of Bennett's trim tabs. Or get 6 years warranty coverage and a $250 dealer rigging credit with eligible 50 to 115 horsepower models. Visit your Yamaha dealer today. Offer ends September 8th, 2023. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24 to 36 month Yamaha extended service added to factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24 or 36 month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. It has been such a busy show, and it's so stoked to have Mick Kelly in here. Man, we need to hear more about Parker Boats, and you want to join us, 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app. We're giving away a $300 gift certificate
right
to Costa Del Mar.
We're a Parker family here. We mentioned at the beginning of the show, everybody, you know, Pete and Corey, myself, all big Parker Boats, and man, I love my West Coast Marine Parker for sure, and we're just pumped to have you in here, Nick. This has been a lot of fun. Phone lines are literally packed solid. Corey, let's jump right back into them.
Let's do, how about this? Bruce from Lemon Grove. Good morning, Bruce. Appreciate you joining us.
What's up, Bruce?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Nick, can you explain basic maintenance for my Yamaha after a trip? And does a fuel grade matter at all?
Wow. Those are great questions. Yeah.
Important.
Good question. So, yes, fuel grade. If you're running an inline 200 or V6 300, you're going to be putting Supreme in there or 89 octane fuel to get that horsepower out of it. Lesser horsepowers, pump gas is fine, 87 octane. You can also, you know, you can use that in the 200 or 300s, but you're not going to pull that kind of power out of it.
What about fuel additives to go with it?
Sure, fuel additives. Yamaha makes a great one, Ring Free. You can get it in a quart bottle. You put it in your fuel, 1 ounce for every 10 gallons. Cleans up the cylinders, keep the carbon out of it. It's a great product to use. And then always buying fuel from a reputable fuel station that's turning over gas. Don't go to the, you know, the cheap fuel stations that, you know, don't turn over gas. Because, again, like I said, that's one of our number one problems is bad fuel.
Summit Gasoline is like the easiest in where we do it.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I think the other part was routine maintenance after use. So you hit the dock. You're going to spray off your hydraulic cylinder at the engine. Now they're digital electronic steering, so you're going to want to spray that off. I love Salt Away. Flushing the motor for a few minutes after you hit the dock is always recommended to get the salt water out of the block.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's great. Great info.
Simple.
With that, we had a good text come through kind of on the maintenance side of things. Hey, guys, I took my boat to West Coast Marine for the first time this year to get caught up on my maintenance. They took incredible care of me. The guys made the entire process super easy. I'll definitely be back year after year. I just want to tell Nick, great work. Thank you from Brian in Mission Viejo.
Right on.
Yeah, for sure. Corey, let's jump back into the phones.
Let's do it. How about Robert from Canyon Country? Good morning, Robert.
What's up, Robert?
Good morning, guys, and thank you for all of the great reports. Fishing's not good right now. It's absolutely incredible. I just got off the new Loanne. Adam and Dylan, the captain and crew on the new Loanne, is just incredible. Got on a charter, and we wanted to mix it up. Spoiled as we are, we decided, okay, let's do bluefin. So we did bluefin. The reports don't really show what's going on. So we got 82 bluefin, average size 100 pounds. Then we decided to go play with yellowtail. Average of our yellowtail, probably 20 to 25 pounds. 60 bonita, huge bonita. Then the captain said, hey, you guys want to mix it up? We have 2 hours left. I got a little spot around the corner. We ended up with 100 reds, average size 2 foot long.
Jeez, I'm really sorry about your slow drift. That's a real bummer.
Yeah, just mix it up. Every fishery is going off, just incredible. The crew, captains on the new Loanne, just absolutely awesome. And they made a comment, hey, it's really nice to fish with a charter that everybody has the right stuff. And that's because of you guys. We knew what to bring. We had the right gear. And the fishing's incredible. So thank you, guys.
Nay, what a good, great call, man. Glad to hear it. Glad you had such a good trip, buddy. That's awesome. Nick, before we run short on time, I definitely wanted to mention there's an addition coming to the family at West Coast Marine, something new. Obviously, you always have been, always will be the Parker dealer. You know, we just talked about how much we love him, but some additions to the family coming up here real soon.
We do, yeah. So
it's exciting.
Parkers have been amazing. I had the best time this last year selling those boats, and we'll continue to do that. With that, I kind of wanted to give another look to the dealership and bring on another boat line that kind of complemented what we're doing, which is building the best fishing boats out there. And been talking to Camus Boats. They're out of Tennessee, and they build, real quick, their lineup is some hybrid boats, so inshore, offshore setups
okay. That
are awesome.
Hybrid being a big boat capable of going offshore but still offering raised casting platforms, that kind of thing?
Yep, big flat decks,
yeah.
Trolling motors, big horsepower, fast. They're 26 to 28 feet.
So ideal for right now when you need a big boat to go offshore, but then when you get there and you want to cast a popper or stick bait at a bluefin, you've got the ability to do so.
Yep, absolutely. Rad. And then they're doing some bigger stuff, 34 cat, 34 center, and a 40-foot center.
40-foot center console.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And they're fishing machines.
Wow.
They're known for building a fishing boat. And
cool.
Then on the other side of that is a freshwater bass line that they're building.
Interesting.
So you'll get to partake in both the fresh and the salt?
That's the plan.
Cool.
Kind of going for it.
Rad.
Yeah.
And where did you say the boats are from?
They're from Ashland, Tennessee.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so it'll be really fun.
Oh, we're excited. When will we maybe start to see the first of those make their way out to West Coast Marine?
The first boats will be their freshwater bass line, kind of getting ready for that program. Starts around like October for those guys.
Oh, awesome.
I'm trying to get some boats here in September and make a run at that.
Okay.
So
do you think we would potentially see them by boat show time, you know, Fred Hall and PCS and
that kind
of stuff?
I've got a 28 on order that's going to hopefully be done in spring.
Sick.
34 catamaran that'll be done in spring that I'm hoping to have those at the Fred Hall shows. And
how exciting. So how are those built? Because I know my Parker is so bulletproof. Like, it is so solid. It's one of the only boats I've been on where there's not something creaking. You know what I mean? Like, it's so solid.
Yep.
How are those going to compare to the Parker?
Very similar in build. Yep, they're building, like, Parker's turn into all fiberglass stringer systems, and so is this new boat line. They're doing the same thing, very similar, and it's just another really, really well-built boat. And I wanted to make sure of that, so I did go out to the factory, and I saw the process, and just like Parker, was very amazed with the product and the people behind it.
Wow. Super neat.
That's cool.
Awesome.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
like
totally. Fun text come through that. That's going to be cool. I'm pumped to see it. A fun text came through. Says, good morning. Question for Nick. I'm really liking the Parker 21 center console. Was wondering, is it possible to garage this boat if I don't have a T-top or do some sort of folding T-top? Also, I wonder, do you think it's what is the safe operating range on this boat offshore?
So put it in the garage. We'd have to measure that, put a tape on it, but they do come with a swing away tongue, so that will help with the length overall. But give us a call on that, and I'll measure the one I got on the lot right now. And what was the other part? Range on that boat. I was getting a real 3.5 miles per gallon on that 21, and that's got an 84 gallon bait tank. I can confirm that this week, but that's a significant.
And I have a question. So the 21, what is that rated for, actually?
Horsepower-wise?
Yes.
You can put a 200 on there, 150.
So here's something that's so crazy. My 21-foot bay boat, Parker bay boat, is rated for a 250. A 250. Like, can you imagine? I mean, I have a 150 on there, and
that boat would go 100 miles an hour.
It's beyond playing.
It's a very efficient boat. Yeah, draw 10 inches of water.
Crazy.
That's
so,
it's a flats boat too.
I think it was originally built for like the Florida style like flats.
Mm-hmm.
But it is so, like, I don't want to say heavy, but it is. I use the word heavy because
it's heavy in a good way.
It's solid, stable,
exactly.
And an amazing casting platform.
It is.
Yeah, I dig it. That's a very cool one. Hey, another fun text. I have a 2120. The only downside to it is the non-plumbed porta potty. Is it possible to plumb a holding tank and overboard in a 2120?
I'd love to say yes, but I don't think there's space to put in a holding tank on that boat. You'd have to do some serious fabrication.
Right.
Probably not worth it. But, yeah, I understand the concern there.
But if it was a selling point in your wife accepting the fact, could probably make it happen.
It is a 25 in the lot right now, man. Come on.
I can figure it out, I guess. A little tough.
Yeah, well, a good question nonetheless, Brian. We appreciate the text. Corey, let's jump back into the phone.
Let's do it, Rick. How about Rich, our friend from Camarillo? Good morning, Rich.
What do you say, Rich?
Morning, everybody. I had a question in regards to motors. I see a lot of used, good condition boats out there, but they have two-stroke outboards. With proper maintenance, is a two-stroke a reliable engine?
Yes, they are reliable engines. We're getting into, when you're looking at two-stroke power now on boats, I mean, we're talking over 20 years old. So you do have to be careful. I guess I would have some service professional survey that boat, take compression, take some lower unit oil out. You really want to know if that's, you know, a good runner.
That's money so well spent.
Yes, definitely do that. They're good runners. It's just, again, they're going to have fuel issues. Like 99% of the problems with the Yamahas is fuel related. So if it's an old boat, it's been sitting for a long time, you got to be careful with that. So just have somebody that you trust look at that.
To me, that sounds like a headache, right? Like the four-stroke technology.
Well, I wasn't going to say it.
Well, but I will. The four-stroke technology in Yamaha is so darn efficient. And what you're going to save in gas and getting like more than twice the mileage and lowering your weight on your stern is all worth it.
And to be honest, just put a new motor on it.
And the number one word I'm going to say, reliability.
Yeah.
Four-stroke
two just produces such good low-end torque, and that's one of those things that it's just not talked about. It's just felt, and we're Southern California, man. Like, we put so much gear and so much crap on our boats, and we fill them with, you talk about, like, oh, I want to go to Pacific Edge. I want to have an 80-gallon tank. Well, you know, you don't think about the, hundreds of pounds that we're adding to the deck of the boat, and we go with our 85 gallon full, and we have our transom tank full, and we put 300 pounds of ice on the boat, and having torque is such an important thing to just push that weight along. Like, your mind always goes to top end speed, but torque is the way more important part than that. Like, you got to be able to push these things.
And finding an old boat with old power and repowering an old boat is a great idea.
Right.
A lot of these boats are
the bones
so
are right.
well built. Still, that you can just put a new motor on there.
And maybe he can talk the price down, knowing that he wants to go in repowering.
Oh, yeah. He has a lot of good old boats.
Well, as we have been doing all show, that rolls us into another great text. My question is a used boat check. I'm looking for a used Parker. Nick, do you provide a service to evaluate or survey a boat? Also, how different is a 10-year-old Parker versus a brand new one? That's from Cliff in Blossom Valley.
Yes, the Parker's going away from their the wood that they put in the boats. Again, I wouldn't necessarily need to stay away from those old boats. I've cut out some fuel tanks and never had wood rot in a Parker that I've seen. Now they're going to a fiberglass stringer system, so it's going to be a little bit different. But I wouldn't have an issue looking at a 10-year-old Parker, 15, 20-year-old Parker. And again, if it has a two-stroke on it, you know, you can buy a boat for a really good deal and either buy a new engine, finance a new engine, and slap it on there, and you've got to feel like a new boat.
Go to West Coast and do a repower.
Sure.
Yeah. What about survey, that kind of stuff? Do you guys do any yep. type of that thing?
Engine surveys.
And then also, do you sell used boats?
Occasionally we'll sell used boats when they come in. The Parkers, their resale value really holds, which is one of the good parts about buying one.
Totally.
So they go really fast. I mean, I had one where a guy brought it in and it was gone in like a few days.
Wow.
That's awesome.
It was out the door. So it's hard to find those
people
good deals.
People want them,
but yeah, the people want them. Not to say that you can't, but
right.
we do come through some used ones.
Yeah, testament to the product, though.
Yes.
That's the thing. Like, a guy already knows when he's sitting on it, he's gonna make his Boat Trader Craigslist ad, and he already knows that boat's going away at full pop. That's awesome. Well, hey, let's jump back into the phones, Corey.
Yeah, we've got a time for a quick one here. How about Dennis? Dennis calling from Norwalk. Good morning.
What's up, Dennis?
Yes, good morning. What's going to happen with the electric motors? That's what it's kind of leery to buy a boat.
Is that electric motor?
You say electric? I'm sorry?
Yes, right. You know how they have electric cars? I just was wondering, you know, what's the demand for electric.
We'll have to talk with Norse Batteries about how many batteries we can put in a Parker 23 to put an electric motor on the back.
Yeah, I don't know when the Tesla outboard's coming.
I'm sure it's coming, and it's probably been thought of, but we're so far away from that I don't see that coming in the near future.
I think just the fact that we have Yamaha on our back, we don't need to worry about that for a long time. I know we've mentioned it a few times, but it still does. It blows me away. The level of reliability that those motors provide us. I mean, they just don't have problems. As long as you keep good clean lubricants in there and you do your service and you keep clean fuel in there, they just run forever. You know, we had over 4,000 hours out of our last motor, and we repowered it with the exact same thing. Like, right. I wouldn't change a thing.
Sure.
They're perfect.
And the only thing I do live in inland, I live 25 miles inland, right? So we get the heat, and then we get the freezing temperatures in the winter. I put the fuel additive in there, and the fuel, I've never, ever had an issue in 15 years.
That's amazing.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, we love them.
That's how it should be.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming this way, Corey.
Well, hey, we're going to find out who's won this $300 gift here at the Costa Del Mar, Rick. And when we return, we're going to do so on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Back in 1979, my parents started Fastlane Sailing Center. They lived in a VW van in the parking lot and sold catamaran sailboats. And over the years, the shop has evolved. They've sold everything from windsurfers to barbecues, paddleboards, and trailers. Here's the point. For over 40 years, my parents, and eventually me, my brother Jared, and sister Ava, have been in the business of fun and making memories on the water with friends and family. If something's in the shop, it's a product we use, are passionate, and knowledgeable about, and want to share with you. We encourage you to come down to our shop, Fast Lane Kayaking on Mission Bay, and check out our huge selection of Hobie Mirage kayaks, accessories, and more. And let's get you on the water, fishing with friends, enjoying the coast with your family, or exploring mountain lakes in solitude. In other words, having fun and making memories.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to have Nick flip the lucky coin.
Yeah,
here.
Prize coin is happening.
Texter.
Hey, who we got today? Texter was...
Jimmy in San Marcos.
Jimmy, congratulations.
$300, man, a Costa Del Mar.
Brand new pair of Costas. I'm a big fan of that Blackfin Pro,
yeah.
Or the Spiro XL.
You know That's what? Me. If you're into Costas, like most of us are, check out the Pro Series, because it just elevates a whole nother level of breathability. They're light. It's a whole nother level.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Nick, it blows me away how fast 2 hours rolls by talking about Parkers. I love it. I love everything you guys do. Stoked about the new lines coming.
Yeah,
man, give us a little rundown. Somebody wants to come buy a boat. You still have inventory right now. Couple left that will go soon. New boats coming. New boat lines coming. Give us a rundown. How do we find you? What do we do?
Yeah, West Coast Marine Service in Costa Mesa, right off of Newport Boulevard there. Got a couple of pieces of inventory left, 23s, a couple 25s. Made the new order, so if you're looking to buy a boat and you want to squeeze in there,
put your money down now for next year.
Let us know. We'll get this thing going.
You guys do a great job. I can't say enough. I personally have done business with you. Love it. Can't wait to keep doing it, man. Keep up the great work. You guys are killing
it.
It's awesome.
Thanks.
Hey, we appreciate you listening. Next week, another couple of great shows coming for your way. Next Saturday, Rod Halperin from War Heroes on the Water, and next Sunday, Brandon Hayward and Wes Pearson from Bite Sport Fish is going to be joining us. Another couple of great shows. Big thanks to JP for keeping us on the air and Adam for keeping us rolling on the app. We'll look forward to talking to you next weekend. It's Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.